This is Tone, this is Fry Post, and this is your Week 6 recap, Week 7 preview, 4th and Jets. Let's go. Alright guys, welcome. This is another episode of 4th and Jets, presented by Fry Post Sports. This is Tone, and let's get into it. Alright, yet another week. Another glorious NFL week, and of course the Jets did exactly what they were always going to do this week, and a completely fucking shit to bed. Week 6 against the Dolphins, Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, and you could pretty much guess how that game went. The Jets going in, starting Joe Flacco, no Sam Darnold, still out with that shoulder injury. And, of course, going into the week, no Le'Veon Bell having released him, and the Kansas City Chiefs picking him up. We'll get to that in a little bit. The Jets went into Hard Rock, and they were dominated once again, this time by former quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick. Same guy I said last week, is once every 4 years, holy shit, I play quarterback in the NFL. Time to have a good year and show these motherfuckers what I'm all about. And he completely did what everybody thought he was going to do. He just dominated the Jets. Having a good day. Jets going into the game. Not a lot of optimism, of course. A lot of the skilled players gone. The game mainly dominated by the Dolphins. It was 24-0 going into the fourth quarter. Jets driving on their last drive. Could have just went for a field goal just to get some points on board, not to be shut out. But in typical Jets fashion, they did exactly what we knew they were going to do, and they got fucking shut out. This team, not good right now. Not to say that they're going to be good at any point, but they are the worst team in the NFL right now, and it's not even close. As both New York Giants, who are winless, got a win against the Washington football team, and the Atlanta Falcons, who just fired their head coach, Dan Quinn, picking up a big win against Minnesota. The Jets are in sole position of last place in the entire goddamn league. This is not good, and it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse from here on out. One could argue that the schedule going forward only helps them get to that illustrious 0-16 finish. Adam Gase, still the Jets head coach. Will there be a change? Probably not. I've always predicted if the Jets went 0-9 by the bye week, there would be a change. But I got to tell you, it looks like everybody's bought into it. The full tank is on. We're heading to an 0-16 finish. And we should get there pretty easily. I don't think there's going to be much resistance. Greg Williams, before this week's game, criticizing the offense, basically saying that the play calling has been good, that maybe, you know, the Jets' defense isn't completely to blame for everything. Yes, they're giving up points. Yes, they're giving up yards. But guess what? They're on the field way too long because the offense is not doing their job. At least give them some pressure to the opposing defense. And you know what? I think he has a valid point. If there was one bright spot on this Jets head coaching team, I would say is Greg Williams, who's not a terrible defensive coordinator. But I digress. This team is still not good, and they're not going to be good. Next week, they'll be playing the Buffalo Bills, coming off a loss to the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday night. Can't even say Monday Night Football. It was more like mid-afternoon, Monday kind of matinee thing, whatever. But they lost the Chiefs, and you got to expect they're going to be hungry, they're going to be angry, and they're going to take it hard to the Jets. They're going to just fucking pound it in there. Yes, I'm using some words. You know where I'm going. It's not going to be good. It's going to be bad. But if Jet fans got to understand, there's a process, and there's a tank going, and we need to embrace the tank. Jets are going to lose to the Bills week 7. It's not even going to be close. Of course, We know what happened week one after we played the Bills, start of this whole catastrophe season, and it's only going to get worse. Le'Veon Bell, circle back to him for a second. We all know he went to Kansas City, was not eligible to play because he had to pass some COVID protocols. Probably wasn't going to be ready to play anyway because he had to familiarize himself with the playbook to get better in green. But Coach Andy Reid did throw a little bit of a shade at the Jets, saying in response to Le'Veon Bell being released by the Jets, "We don't turn our backs on good players." Yes, direct shot at the Jets. My only criticism I will get Joe Douglas is maybe not getting anything out of Le'Veon Bell, but I will say this. There are smart people around this league. There are good GMs, and they probably realize if you just hold out a little bit long, Le'Veon Bell will be released, and you can probably just get him for the minimum, which is basically what the Kansas City Chiefs did. Let's get back to Adam Gase. Adam Gase is not going to be fired. He is going to be here for the full tank. I've said this before. I thought he was going to be fired at the 0-9 start. Not likely. I don't think Joe Douglas is going to just give the reins to one of the assistant coaches, Greg Williams, for example. I think we're all in on the tank. I think we know that this team doesn't have much talent. I think besides Sam Darnold, Joe Flacco, and I'm not going to include Flacco into a position skill player, but name me one player in this team that actually has potential to take over a game, change a game, and be a legitimate star. It's hard. It's not easy. I'll give you a minute. Nope. Yeah, I couldn't think of anybody either. Yeah, just that crazy. This team is not good, and we're going to go 0-16. It's been a lot of ramped up chatter about Trevor Lawrence, Clemson quarterback, presumptive number one. Roddy White, former Falcons wide receiver, came out and said if he was Trevor Lawrence, he would stay in Clemson for another year, play his senior year, and forego going to the NFL draft this upcoming season so that the Jets do not draft him. Now, Roddy White, never had an opinion about the guy. Always thought of him as a pretty okay wide receiver. But Roddy White, needing to mind your own goddamn business, motherfucker. If the Jets are going to go after him, they're going to go after him. You shouldn't make a guy hold out just because he doesn't like the team he's going to be drafted. Yes, I'm looking at you, Eli Manning. But you know what? I do think a guy like Trevor Lawrence, but as confident as he is, as good as he is, will embrace coming in as a Jets quarterback. And the Jets, on their part, need to do what we all hope to do and flip this organization around. We're going to for sure fire fucking Adam Gase. That motherfucker's gone. He's not staying. He's going to be gone next season. New head coach Joe Douglas brings in his own head coach, his own staff. And we start fresh. We get rid of Sam Darnold. Like I said, always been a Sam Darnold fan. Nothing against the guy. But he's going into his fourth season, and you're not going to progress. It's just not going to happen. Maybe you'll go to another team with the right weapons, and you'll just play well. But I can't see him becoming, and I'm going to call it right here, I don't see him becoming an elite quarterback, or at least a quarterback that the Jets could bank on to be that franchise guy anymore. And really, feel bad for the guy. It's not his fault. Just a victim of circumstance. Johnson's gave McCagnon the keys, and to their discredit, they kind of fucked up this franchise. But Joe Douglas is in, and I believe in Joe Douglas. I believe in his vision, and I believe where he wants to go as a GM, and I think he will turn this thing around. He'll bring a new coach. We'll bring in Trevor Lawrence. We're going to have some money on the salary and some room in the salary cap to work with to pick up some players, some skilled players. I think we will. And I think within a year, two, maybe 3 years, we'll be competing right there, definitely for the division and maybe further than that for a Super Bowl ring. I believe that much in Joe Douglas. The man has a vision, and once he's given the keys to execute that vision, I believe he will do just that, and he will bring this team, which right now is the biggest fucking laughingstock in the entire goddamn league, Sports Illustrated, Power Rankings, number 32, New York Jets, and I'm quoting here, pathetic, on and off the field. It's not good when your team is called pathetic on and off the field. But we'll get back there. I think we have the future. The future is bright. We have the pieces to turn us around next year. We're for sure going to get a top pick. And if we do this right, we'll get the number one pick. We'll get Trevor Lawrence. We'll get a quarterback in here. Turn the shit around. And we'll stop fucking up. So we'll stop getting these fourth, fifth, sixth picks. We will finally get the number one pick. And we'll get ourselves a franchise quarterback. Something that this fucking team has been haunted by for the last, 20 fucking years. We haven't had I can't even say Vinny Testaverde. Vinny Testaverde, we all knew, was a little bit older, and it was only a matter of time. But we got Chad Pennington. He was okay. I mean, I'm not gonna doubt the guy. You know, he was pretty good, but he did have some injury concerns, and we did have some bad years under Chad Pennington. But Fumble Boy, we're not gonna talk about Fumble Boy. If it's our last winning quarterback, not good. We need to get ourselves a young franchise quarterback. Trevor Lawrence, Clemson, I'm looking at you, bro. I'm telling you right now, you are our guy. We're going to bring you in, and we're going to do right by you. We're going to put the pieces around you, and we're going to completely change this organization. We're going to make some fucking moves. Joe Douglas, let's get this. By the way, Cohen, yes, Steve Cohen, he was confirmed as the Mets' new owner, which means, officially, the Johnsons are the worst owners in New York right now. They need to get this shit together and get us some goddamn wins, but not this year. We need to continue to fucking tank. This week coming up against the Bills, Josh Allen, we need to lose this fucking game, and we need to lose it badly because guess what? We're being nipped. Giants may not win another game. Maybe they'll beat the Eagles. Who knows? Thursday Night Football. And maybe the Falcons keep winning, but we can't bank on that. We need to keep losing, tank to shit, and get fucking Trevor Lawrence. You motherfuckers. Now, let's look to the Bills. Let's look to a loss. And yes, I know what you're saying. This fucking guy is crazy. He wants the Jets to lose. No, I love my Jets. I love them. They were my favorite football team since 1994. I bleed green, gangrene. But I'm telling you right now, I love this so much, I will endure and win the season to get the right pieces to finally turn this fucking franchise around and be one of those teams that people look at like, shit, we're playing the Jets this week. Instead of saying, yeah, we're playing the Jets this week. Let's fucking get that win. This is Tone. This is Flagpost. And let's tank, baby. Oh, yeah.